This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, a magnificent Wednesday, where there is no chance, and I mean no chance, we're going to tackle everything we have to tackle tonight. I know about your concerns about the deportations in Minnesota. Are we backing off? Trump said something that leads you to believe we are, but we're not. Anyway, I'll explain what's going on there. Communists lying about everything all the time. The education system has been infected. Will we ever get any COVID accountability? We have Brandon Darby. We haven't talked to him in ages talking to us about the border. Why aren't we hearing anything about the border? Is it all fine now? All that. Daniel Turner talking about power. The race card. What is it with these ballots? Kathy Hochul's a moron. So much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And did I attempt to assassinate Jewish producer Chris before he attempted to assassinate me? All that and so much more to come on the show. Now, come on, pull up a chair. I'm about to give you a little pep talk, right? Before I give the pep talk, I swear this is not a rerun show, but I'm going to come back to an analogy I've made over and over and over and over again. And it's not because you're stupid. It's because I'm stupid. And it helps me understand things. It's why I love analogies. It's why I love simplifying things. Believe it or not, I know you think I do it for you. I do it for me. When I'm daydreaming, which I do all the time, I'm a master at it, and I'm thinking about the problems of our country and where we're at politically and our culture and our place in the world. But when I think about all these things, I'll be honest with you, I get overwhelmed sometimes. There are too many problems. The problems are too complex. So I find ways in my mind to simplify things for me. When I give you a dumb analogy, hungry, hungry hippos or something like that, it's because that's what I came up with for me. And then I sit here and I tell you about it. So let me tell you one I've told you before, and I really think it will help you the way it helps me understand where we're at. So this is in response to a couple different things. There's a couple stories out there. We had a bunch of Haitians. You don't want a bunch of Haitians in your country, ever. It's a horrible voodoo culture of murder and rape. It's awful. You don't ever want to mass import Haitians into your country. A Haitian, fine. A family here, sounds good. Mass importation, national suicide. Because Democrats are soulless evil monsters, the Biden administration brought in as many as they possibly could. The Trump administration, to their credit, ended their, quote, temporary protected status, which means you got to go. Bye-bye. You were here temporarily. It's time for you to go home. You probably saw the headlines yesterday that a judge stepped in and said, no, they get to stay. All right, we'll actually get to that judge. That's one of the stories that's out there. Another story that's out there is this. Maybe you saw it, and I have to give credit to James O'Keefe because it was his reporting that broke it. Another FBI official, by my count, I believe that's number 7 FBI DOJ who've been caught. Another FBI official goes out on a date with an undercover lady and gets too honest, as men do around beautiful women, and informs her that there won't be any major arrests in all this Minnesota fraud stuff. Nothing. Billions of your money has been stolen, And the guy just comes out and says, well, it was way better under Joe Biden. Things were just better. We're going to be able to, he says we're going to basically ride out Donald Trump's term. And then by the time we're done with it, we'll go ahead and brush all this over the rug, under the rug, not over the rug, under the rug, and we'll continue with the communist revolution. Okay? Kind of thing is disheartening. All right? I got it. Here's the analogy. A skyscraper. You've either been in one, you've at least seen them. I know you have. How does it generally work with a skyscraper? Let's say it's one company's skyscraper. Well, the ground floor, that's where you put the poor security guy. Then, as you work your way up the skyscraper, the floors increase in importance. The bottom floors, that's for the entry-level people. Fresh out of college, interns, that's where you put the mailroom. If there's a restaurant, you're going to stuff it down in the bottom floors. All the way up till you get to the penthouse, the top floors, that's where the presidents, the vice presidents, the big shots work. Everybody, when they check into a hotel, unless you're one of these weirdos who worries about fire all the time, I'm kidding, a lot of people worry about fire, but unless you're one of those people, you want the top floor, right? I want a view. Can I see the river? Same thing in an office building. The president doesn't want to be on the bottom floor. He wants to be up in the penthouse so we can survey his kingdom. Perfectly natural. They get more important as you go up. Now, I could describe every institution like this, but for right now, we're going to focus on government institutions. That's not just the federal government. Federal, state, local. And I'm going to, that very much includes our justice system in this country, federal, state, local, this district court, this county, this Supreme Court, everything is included in that. For a long, long time, probably before you were born, depending on how old you are, but probably before you were born, the communists in this country and internationally, they realized something. This beautiful skyscraper that is America. You cannot bring it to its knees until you get off the bottom floor and get as high as you can get. And remember, every floor has multiple offices in it. You can't do it as the security guard. They're just going to fire you and hire a new fat guy who just wants to retire and make $8 an hour staring at a computer screen. You can't take down the company from the bottom floor. You can't take down a country, if you're a communist revolutionary, from the street corner. That can be beneficial. You can make a lot of noise. You can intimidate people, hurt people, kill people, all the things communists love to do. But to truly bring down America, man, I got to get to the penthouse, baby. I got to get up the floors. And they began to work. Very, very hard. The famous Italian communist Antonio Gramsci. You've read about him before, but you most definitely read about him in the Anti-Communist Manifesto. Antonio Gramsci talked about the long march through the institutions. And he talked about that. You know when he wrote that? You know when he wrote it? When he was sitting in prison. Why would he write it then? Because he's sitting there in a prison cell. He was a street animal, ends up in a prison cell, and he realized that the communist revolution was always going to fail if it didn't get off the street corner, because the institutions of any country would stop it from destroying the country, throw the communists in prison, and then the revolution is dead. So what did you have to have if you're a communist? You had to have, and I quote, the long march through the institutions. That's what he talked about. Now, for our purposes, it's the long march to higher floors, better offices. You can't destroy a country as big and wonderful and free as the United States of America in your fat security guard uniform. You got to get in the boardroom. Lord willing, you're CEO. You have to occupy as many offices in that skyscraper and as high of offices as you possibly can if you want to have a successful communist revolution. Now, like I said, before you were born, they were marching. They were getting promoted. They were filling up those offices and taking that elevator to a higher and higher floor. Now we're going to discuss where we are, the good things that are happening, and the frustration you and I feel every time someone throws a landmine in our path. Before we do that, let's talk about Pure Talk, because we cannot ignore this either. It wasn't just the government skyscrapers where the communists climbed up the floors. It was corporate America. Communists looked at all the money, all the power, all the influence of corporate America, and they said to themselves, we need to use that for the revolution too. That's why you woke up one day and you found out your mobile phone company was funding Black Lives Matter to burn down American cities. Maybe that took you by surprise, as it took so many people by surprise. But you know, Pure Talk didn't do it. It's not every company. Oh, no, don't get me wrong. It's the Verizons, the AT&Ts, the T-Mobiles of the world. It's not my cell phone company. I don't fund it. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch to the company that isn't attacking your country. You'll save money. Same towers. #250. Say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday hump day. And you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, I'm so sick of weak-kneed Republicans. Tom Homan's solution to immigration is the withdrawing of 700 ICE agents. Okay, I'm addressing this stuff right now in a roundabout way. I just used the analogy, the floors. For decades, communists have marched through our government institutions. All of them, but we're focusing on the government one. For instance, I brought up the Haitians. A judge steps in and says, no, you can't send them back to Haiti. Who is this judge? Oh, well, her name's Ana Reyes. The Daily Signal did a wonderful report on her. Who is Ana Reyes? Well, Joe Biden appointed her. I know you're going to be shocked. In March 2025, you know what Ana Reyes did? The Trump administration, they had an executive order that said, hey, trannies in the military, no, you got to go. This is not a place to nurture your mental illness. Go be a trannie somewhere else. Judge stepped in and stopped it. Guess who that judge's name was? Any guesses? Ana Reyes. Before she even became a judge back in 2018, she was on a legal team representing 19 people. What was the case? 19 people who crossed the southern border without going through a port of entry. She is a consistent donor to Democrats. She gave $2,800 to Joe Biden's campaign. She's given to Dome's campaign. She gave to President Barack Obama's campaign. Did you know that when she was appointed, she was, of course, of note because, quote, Reyes will be the first Hispanic woman and first openly LGBTQ person to ever serve on that court.
Why are you gay?
You understand what we're dealing with here. Who is Ana Reyes? Ana Reyes is a communist who walked into the bottom floor of that skyscraper, and because of the work of communists before her, Ana Reyes has a security badge that does not keep her on the bottom floor, floor number 2, 3, 5, 10, or 20. Ana Reyes, because the communists have put into work, is able to scan her badge and get to a high, high floor of high, high importance, thus allowing her, a judge, to have an absurd amount of power in the skyscraper in the United States of America. I know that sounds like it's made to make you feel bad that I brought that up so you would feel bad. It's quite the opposite. I'm explaining that these people are all over our skyscraper. Headline from Town Hall, ICE arrests, get this, illegal immigrant who was hired by the New Orleans Police Department. The dude is from freaking Cameroon. And he's a hired by the police department. It takes time. These communists spent decades getting better security badges, getting to higher floors. We are not going to be able to walk in and do what you want to do and what I want to do. I want Donald Trump to start at floor one and walk up and down the halls and say, you're fired and you're fired and you're fired. And then I want him to go to floor two and say, you're fired and you're fired. And all the way up to the penthouse, you're all fired. Every FBI agent who's a scumbag, fired. Everyone at the IRS, fired. DOJ, fired. Every single judge, fired. This district judge and this judge, and you're all fired. You know what needs to be done, and you want it done right now, and I'm not mad at you for that. I'm happy that that's how you feel. That's how I feel, too. But we have to deal with the world in which we live, and the world in which we live is counter-revolution is slow. You know, we love history stories. We love them. I love them. You love them. If you don't love history stories, it's because you've always had crappy history teachers. I'll put it to you that way. Because history has everything you could ever want, whatever you're into. Drama, action, love stories, tragedy, whatever you're into, those are history stories. But you know what happens to us lovers of history? We will take a long, long tale. And it becomes an hour-long podcast for us, doesn't it? Remember, what's the Rhodesia? That's the most recent one everyone loved that I did. I think we did 5 hours on it, Chris. We did 5 hours on Rhodesia. 5 hours. The Rhodesian Bush War went on for a decade. I did 5 hours on it. We are in the middle of a communist revolution. You are a counter-revolutionary. I am a counter-revolutionary. It's not going to be overnight. You're frustrated right now, and I am too, because we're not getting the SAVE Act through. It's a great example. John, here's John Thune.
The coin in the realm in the Senate is floor time. There's a finite amount of it, and we have a lot of things we have to do. There's a housing bill that's awaiting action, hopefully a market structure bill, possibly permitting reform, a farm bill. Highway bill, you can go right down the list. Russia sanctions, there are a whole bunch of things that could be teed up for action on the floor of the Senate. And so you have to make some judgments, and the conference will have a conversation about that. I've committed to that, that we will talk about that idea and determine whether or not they're what the conference's views are about it and whether how they want to proceed. As I said, we will vote on the SAVE Act, but exercising or triggering a talking filibuster has ramifications, implications that I think everybody needs to be aware of.
That makes you pull your hair out to the point you're as bald as I am. It's going to take time. We'll continue on this in a moment. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We have Brandon Darby 1 hour from now. He's going to be talking to us about cartel stuff, border stuff. You haven't seen any of that in the news recently, have you? I haven't either. Is everything fixed? Are the cartels gone? I don't know. Brandon is going to join us and talk to us. So, couple bits have come out, and people are finding them to be disheartening. Donald Trump himself said this. People don't like it. Talking about Minneapolis.
I learned that maybe we can use a little bit of a softer touch, but you still have to be tough. These are criminals. We're dealing with really hard criminals. But look, I've called the people. I've called the governor. I've called the mayor. Spoke to him. Had great conversations with him. And then I see them ranting and raving out there.
Okay. People don't like to hear that. softer touch. They're illegals. But Tom Homan, who people do like. I like Homan a lot. Homan says what?
Given this increase in unprecedented collaboration, and as a result of the need for less law enforcement officers to do this work in a safer environment, I have announced effective immediately we will draw down 700 people effective today. 700 law enforcement personnel.
People are mad. Sounds like retreat. Trump's talking about a softer touch. Tom Homan says 700 people. Says we're going to end the surge.
My goal with the support of President Trump is to achieve a complete drawdown and end this surge as soon as we can. But that is largely contingent upon the end of the illegal and threatening activities against ICE and its federal partners that we're seeing in the community.
Okay. I'm not here to tell you that either of those things are okay. In fact, I frankly disagree with both of those things, just because communists only understand fear and pain. However, headline, ICE sets a new record pace for deportations. You may not like the press conferences, you may not like Donald Trump talking about a softer touch, but we are currently at a record pace. Changing the skyscraper is going to take time. Much more time than you think we have or than I think we have. No, it has to be done now. The midterms are coming up. 2028, all is lost if we don't. But you can't reverse 50, 60, 70 years of communist infiltration and insurgency in a year, in 3 years, in 4 years, in 8 years, in 12 years. I've explained before, we will never see final victory, you and I. Not in our lifetime. It doesn't work that way. We boil down these huge titanic fights that are of major importance. I'm not underselling that. And we want them to happen now. I watched Braveheart. It was 10 minutes. That's not how life works. I told you that I have a couple history stories coming up. Things that I'm geeking out on at the moment. One of them is proving to be much more challenging than the other. The two things I'm working on as we speak are the Phoenix program in Vietnam. That one is proving to be, I'm so frustrated, I'm almost ready to give it up. It's just so difficult to find enough sources where I can get real, actual information on it. But setting that aside, don't worry about that. The other one is Napoleon's disastrous retreat from Russia in 1812. I'm not going to give away anything right now, but it's not exactly giving something away. It's not a breaking news story. I am knee-deep, waist-deep in research on the Great Retreat of 1812. I haven't even gotten to 1812. I'm at 1811. Years and years and years of negotiation and diplomacy and this and that. But we don't know about those things, right? All we know about is, wait, they're eating the horses? It takes time. Headline, new proposal to limit federal judges' terms to 20 years. I'm not saying that's going to go through, but this is the kind of thing it's going to take in order to reverse the communist revolution. As communist revolutionaries, it's going to take time. It will extend a long time after Donald Trump is out of the White House, a long time after he's dead and gone, after I'm dead and gone, after you're dead and gone. We will still be fighting communists because the devil is not going anywhere for a very long time. Communism is of the devil. It is a demonic religion of destruction and domination, and it has infected so many parts of this country. It's why they destroy everything as fast as they can. and they've made tremendous gains while we were asleep at the wheel. While we were appointing complete losers in the GOP year after year after year after year, the communists were working their way up the skyscraper. Now it's the year 2026. You're awake and I'm awake and we see how bad things are and we want it fixed. Takes time. We can't wrap your mind around this. Brett Baer interviewed Kash Patel, FBI Director Kash Patel. We can't even get all the information on the man who shot Donald Trump in the head.
We, the FBI, have put out all the information that we possibly and legally can while protecting any ongoing matters that are unrelated.
But he's dead.
Well, yes, he's very much dead. But at the same time, Brett, we at the FBI have to follow the parameters of our investigation and what the law allows us to release.
I get it. But, you know, what were the cell phones? Why don't we know who he was talking to? You know, what exactly happened? I feel like we haven't gotten the whole picture about Butler even now.
But here's the thing, Brett. We can provide, and just an example here, we've provided 40,000 pages of documents to Congress. That's a 400% increase from the prior two directors. We will continue to provide this information with our partners on Capitol Hill when we are legally able. It's never going to be enough for everyone. It's never going to be enough. But what we are saying is, we're not saying trust us. We're saying we did an exhaustive search of that. We presented that information to the Department of Justice, and a decision was made on what to release.
Yeah, but okay. Yeah, you said we put out everything we could. Do you think that everything's been put out about Eric Crump's, the shooter, alleged shooter in
everything,
Butler?
Whether it's Epstein or Charlie Kirk or whether it's this shooter in Butler, we always put out what the law permits us to put out.
How's that sound? Chris said bad. Sounds bad. Sounds evasive, if we're being honest. Is that satisfactory to you? You're telling me the Secret Service allowed some, quote, lone gunman to assume a rooftop 148 meters from the head of the President of the United States of America and fire a bullet into his head? And if Donald Trump doesn't turn his head, we all watched him get executed on live television. And now we know we have pictures. I've looked at the pictures of the man on a cell phone. This loner was talking to someone, unless he was just updating his Instagram. How did he get access? How did he get the gun in there? How that? Why was there an ATF agent collecting pictures of the crime scene right afterwards? And then he lawyered up when a United States Senator Ron Johnson asked him about it. Why did they hose the rooftop off and cremate the body 5 seconds after it was done? Takes time. Someone's lying about something and it takes time. All right? All right. We have too much to get to. I have to move on. We have to get stuff out of the way. But first, something happened yesterday. I'm going to report. I'll let you decide. Next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and you can say you don't need no education, but then I hear things like this.
People be sexting.
And I think that maybe we do need more education in this country. Now, we're going to step away from politics for a moment, and we're going to deal with intrigue. Possible. Well, you know what? I told you I would report, and you're going to decide. You are well aware that I'm a journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
We got an email yesterday from somebody. Someone who was concerned. This someone was concerned that Jewish producer Chris was going to attempt an assassination on me for what he alleged was me being mean to Chris, which I don't see that at all, but that's what apparently this guy heard. And so there's a thinking out there that there may be an assassination attempt afoot here in the studio. Now, I'm just going to lay out the facts of what happened. I'm not going to come to any conclusions because I'll allow you to decide. My job as a journalist, is to bring you the facts, all right? Here's what happened yesterday. Ob, my wife Ob, you know, health freak Ob. Ob did something she rarely does. Ob came to the studio yesterday. Why? She was in the area. She had some kind of appointment, health thing, who knows. She explained to me, but I didn't even understand what it was. And she had this little lull in the action before she had to pick the kids up from practice. Either way, said she was going to stop by the studio. Little background, earlier that day, yesterday morning, I told her, hey, when you come by the studio, we'll eat together. We'll eat together. She responded and said, no, I'm going to bring something healthy. Of course. So I think, okay, I'm totally free to just eat with me, Chris, and Corey. We decide we're going to get pizza. And we order from this Italian place. This Italian place has the best food. We get pizza. And then I got an order of spaghetti that had meat sauce, meatballs, and mushrooms in the sauce. That's going to be for me. I kid you not, 5 seconds after I order from this Italian place, she texts me and says, hey, I'm coming by. What are we eating? Okay. Now I'm in a situation where I have to pretend as if I was going to wait to eat with her because she didn't say what she'd said earlier. It doesn't matter. I go tell Chris and Corey, hey, when the pizza and spaghetti gets here, it's all yours. I'm going to eat something separate with her. So, of course, I won't even go into it. I had to go get something separate for her and I. That left Jewish producer Chris with the spaghetti, with the meatballs and the meat sauce. And oh, did him and Corey have a good time with that, rubbing the pizza in my face. Ah, I guess I get to take the spaghetti home. Oh, they had a grand old time with it. Chris shows up today. Had a long night, huh, Chris? Apparently, Chris, who was the only one to consume the spaghetti, Chris got himself sick somehow. Spent the night praying to the porcelain god, did you, Chris? A little puking in the house? I'm going to move on. I'm just saying, in palace intrigue situations, you can either take them out or they will take you out. That's all I'm saying. Hope you enjoyed the spaghetti, Chris. Hope you enjoyed the spaghetti. Let me touch on something here. The immigration portion of this. If we are retreating, I know people are worried about what's happening in Minnesota. If we are retreating, the communists don't seem to think we're retreating. The communists are reporting that the deportations are continuing. They're extremely upset. We're even seeing things like this on the floor of the House of Representatives. This is Representative Yasmin Hansari. I don't know what part of Nebraska she's from.
This description, what you have put forward and what we've seen across this country, ICE is not law enforcement. They're also not immigration enforcement. They are literally Trump's personal paramilitary force turned against civilians, no different than many authoritarian regimes around the world.
Literally? They're literally his deportation force. I'm going to let the literally go, but the communists still seem to be extremely afraid about deportations, which is odd because they let in all these animals.
Well, Martinez is being held on 13 charges, from kidnapping to sex abuse to assault in these attacks. Now, court documents indicate his first victim says she was tied up by him before he sexually abused her.
Police say 31-year-old Sergio Martinez broke into a Northeast Portland apartment at sunrise Monday morning and attacked a 65-year-old woman he didn't know, stole her car, and that night attacked another woman while wielding a knife in a parking garage. Again, a stranger. Coin 6 has found he's got a long arrest record starting 15 years ago in California. He was convicted of burglary, battery, theft, and illegally entering the U.S. from Mexico at least 20 times after being deported.
Democrats let all these people in the country on purpose. They let entire prison gangs in the country on purpose. Remember the story we played for you last night about the gang that had professional Wi-Fi jammers? The gang that had a complete setup with a camera aimed at someone's house? We are getting these people out of the country. It is slow. It is painful. But it is happening. And that is good. We can always and should always push for more. But it is happening. Speaking about pushing for more, let's talk about saving a baby's life. Preborn does this all the time. Did you know that Preborn saves 200 lives a day? How? What are they doing? Well, young women, when they choose to have an abortion, Preborn finds them and says, hey, why don't you come in? Just have an ultrasound with us. Did you know the ultrasound is the greatest tool in the fight against abortion? Because when you hear a heartbeat, you can't think it's a clump of cells anymore. You know in that moment you're a mother. And then Preborn says, have your baby. We will help you. We'll give you care. That ultrasound, that life costs $28 and it's tax deductible. You can give them $28,000. It's tax deductible. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and save a baby today. Save five of them. Save 500 of them. Save a baby's life today. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.